Good day. It is Monday, April 29th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas. The KUAF website giveaway is offering tickets to three of the area's largest concert festivals. You could win tickets to Rocklahoma, Wakarusa, or the country music festival, Thunder on the Mountain. Separate registration for each concert giveaway is required. Details and registration available on the web at KUAF.com. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation. Support for KUAF comes from the Arkansas Fiber Arts Spring Extravaganza this weekend, May 4th and 5th, in the Lodge at Mount Magazine. This public lecture and retreat will feature Stephanie Pearl McPhee, also known as the Yarn Harlot. Tickets and more information available at arfiberartsextravaganza.com. Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, behavioral health coverage under the new University of Arkansas Health Plan, mental health explored through musical theater, and running for Alzheimer's. But first, the state has a few more dollars to work with in the coming year's budget approved at the end of this year's legislative session. Lawmakers wrote increases in education and Medicaid funding into the budget and approved several new tax cuts, including cuts to the state's income and capital gains taxes. Governor Mike Beebe used his radio address this week to say the cuts might need to be revisited in future years.
The new budget includes tax cuts paid for mostly with the savings we expect to see from the private option. I've shared my concerns about the risks some of these cuts in revenue will carry in future years, but those risks will have to be reassessed by a different governor and legislature 2 years from now. My formula to complete cuts to the sales tax on groceries also passed. It will bring additional relief to Arkansas families in future years as funds become available.
The governor's grocery tax cut is dependent on the state being released by federal courts from paying extra funds to school districts for desegregation efforts. Arkansas House Minority Leader Greg Letting, a Democrat from Fayetteville, says lawmakers managed to pull together by the end of the session and pass some major legislation. In an interview with Talk Business Arkansas, Letting said some of the partisanship at the beginning of the session did not stop progress.
I know that early on in the sessions, the first half was dominated largely by some of the reproductive rights and guns issues and things like that, and those got a lot of attention, but there was definitely a point midway through the session. I think it was the day the speaker even went around to make it clear to the committees he wanted to shift the tone, and I think we saw that, and I think the back half of the session, we did focus more on education, jobs, and obviously Medicaid.
Letting said the General Assembly was so evenly split that both sides had to ultimately listen to and work with each other in order to accomplish anything. Republicans held a 51-48 advantage over Democrats in the 100-member House, and Letting says Democrats have a good chance of taking back the chamber in 2014. This year, a little change may be coming to Fayetteville's apartment recycling program, but a grant application that would implement the change must first be approved by the City Council and then by the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality. Brian Pugh, the city's waste reduction coordinator, says that the apartment recycling program currently serves five large apartment complexes in the city.
The participation hasn't been as good as what we had hoped. And so with this grant, we are hoping to purchase containers that we could give them, much like our residential program that has a 18-gallon bin that encourages recycling. And so if they have containers that they can utilize inside their units, they're much more likely to participate in our program. And that's our hopes, is to give them some more options for recycling and more education through having containers that they can have in their units and see every day and put their materials in to take out to the recycling containers outside.
In addition to the necessary city and state approval, the Boston Mountain Solid Waste District will be the authority through which the grant funding will flow to the city. The Waste District Board will discuss the grant along with other proposals for ADEQ grants at a meeting later this year. An event tonight will mark the one-month anniversary of the rupture of an oil pipeline in Mayflower. More than 200,000 gallons of raw crude was spilled in this residential neighborhood. Glenn Hooks is with the Sierra Club, one of several organizations taking part this evening.
Most prominently, we're marking the anniversary and seeing where things are in this 1 month after the ExxonMobil tar sand spill. Our number one priority is making sure that the people in Mayflower are taken care of, that their health and welfare are provided for, and that ExxonMobil makes them whole again.
The event will be held at Pierce Park next to Mayflower City Hall at 6 p.m. this evening. The Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality on Friday announced the winner of the 2013 Arkansas Environmental Stewardship Award. the Turner Bend store in Franklin County was selected as this year's winner. The store was chosen, in part, for efforts over the past 20 years by store owners Brad and Veen Wimberly to organize cleanup operations along the Mulberry River and surrounding areas near the store on Highway 23 near Ozark. The long-running tradition of adding names to the Senior Walk at the University of Arkansas continues. According to a release by the university, engraving names into the walk for the class of 2012 is expected to be complete by August. The more than 4,600 names will join the 140,000-plus names already engraved into more than 3 miles of concrete, representing graduating classes all the way back to the original class of 1876. According to the release, the normal cost for engraving each class ranges between $350,000 and $375,000. The Northwest Arkansas Naturals had a bitter weekend in Tulsa. The team dropped Friday's game 6-1 against the Drillers, though the Nats did come back and won Saturday's game 5-2. The luck didn't last as the Naturals lost yesterday's game in the bottom of the ninth inning with a final score of 4-3. The road series in Tulsa wraps up today. The Razorback baseball team won two of the weekend's three scheduled games. Friday evening, the Hogs defeated Georgia with a final score of 2-0. Saturday saw the Hogs win over the Bulldogs 2-1. The series closer yesterday was canceled due to inclement weather in Athens. The Razorbacks' win of the weekend series makes it the first time the team has won five of its first seven Southeastern Conference series since 2009. The Diamond Hogs return to Baum Stadium tomorrow when they face Missouri State. Forecast calls for clear skies tonight with overnight lows in the mid to upper 50s. Tomorrow will be another sunny spring day with highs from 80 in northwest Arkansas to 84 in the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with lows in the mid to upper 50s.